acid attack on his former girlfriend has been jailed for 18 years by a judge at Wolverhampton Crown Court. Mohamed Rafiq was found guilty last week of causing grievous bodily harm. Vicky Horseman, who's 20, suffered severe burns on her neck and shoulders and will need reconstructive surgery. She told us about the recovery.
Day by day, just good and bad days. No 2 days are the same. I don't want to plan ahead because you never know what's going to happen. It's hard, really hard. Mental scarring is worse than the actual physical scarring.
Two other men, Stephen Holmes, who threw the acid, was also jailed for 18 years, while Shannon Heaps will serve 12 years behind bars. A Redditch father who killed his 12-week-old baby girl has been jailed for 9 years. Isabella Valance died of a head injury in December 2012. Worcester Crown Court also heard she suffered 9 broken ribs in 2 attacks as well as fractures to her legs. Tyler Valance admitted manslaughter while the baby's mother, 20-year-old Jessica Wiggins from Redditch, was convicted of allowing her death. She was given a 9-month suspended sentence as well as a year-long supervision order. Extra prison officers are being sent to Brinsford Young Offenders Institute near Wolverhampton to cope with staff shortages over Christmas. 10 extra officers have already been sent there since November, with more being brought in on Christmas Day, Boxing Day and New Year's Day. It's happening at some of the prisons too. Earlier this year, the government said there were serious concerns about Brinsford. Frances Crook is the chief executive of the Howard League for Penal Reform, and she's been speaking to BBC WM.
Turn up at the prison, they don't know where anything is, they don't know what the rules are, they don't know how to deal with the young people there, and they're expected somehow to muddle through. So it's a mess. It's a real mess.
Members of the Unison and GMB unions who work for the NHS in England are to strike for 12 hours on the 29th of January. Ambulance staff will also walk out on the 30th of January. The strike is part of a dispute over pay. Rihanna Azam, who's from the GMB, says there's also concerns for patients.
If you speak to any frontline NHS staff employee, what they will say is they're having to do much more for a lot less, and the demands are increasing on them, and they have concerns for patient safety.
Solihull model Mandy Rice Davies, who was a key figure in the Profumo affair, one of the biggest political scandals of the 1960s, has died at the age of 70. Her publicist said she had been suffering from cancer for a short time. And water fleas from a Birmingham pond are to be sent up to the International Space Station as part of an experiment. The water fleas come from a pond in Edgbaston and are currently in a lab at the University of Birmingham, being prepared for a June launch next year. The idea for the experiment came from school children as part of a competition. And there'll be more on this story with Paul Franks at Drive Time. Finally, taking a look at the weather, there will be plenty of sunshine this afternoon, but it's going to feel cold with strong winds at 8 degrees Celsius, 46 degrees Fahrenheit. Tonight it will remain windy but largely dry with clear spells, dipping down to 3 degrees Celsius, 37 degrees Fahrenheit. BBC WM 95.6 News. There's more online at bbc.co.uk/WM.
The voice of Birmingham and the Black Country.
Who is the best presenter on BBC WM 95.6?
Danny Kelly.
Who's the second best presenter?
Cameron Martin.
Ian Lee.
BBC WM 95.6.
Afternoon, this is Ian Lee, BBC WM 95.6, and this morning, well, like yesterday afternoon, evening, and this morning, I've kind of started feeling Christmassy at last. I was getting worried. I thought I'd turned into a soul-dead statue. I wasn't feeling Christmassy. Today, I got the Christmas vibe running through my fingers. Lots to talk about this morning, as you know, with this show. You can call in about pretty much any old nonsense that you want. A few things that I've spotted. I've noticed that at work, an increasing number of people are turning up with their horrible, dirty germs. There are people with colds and flus and coughs wandering around. No. If you've got something that I could catch and could stop me working, well, then you shouldn't turn up. You shouldn't be in a place of work if you've got the lurgy. I believe when I was at school, we used to call them fleas. Do we still say people have got fleas? Do we still call people flea bags? I don't know. And today, I want to celebrate the magic of the hobby. And my tongue is not in my cheek. This is a genuine, I'm saluting, I'm taking my hats off to everybody that's got a hobby. Want to share yours with me? 03453 009956.
Have your say.
Across the West Midlands, call 03453 009956.
BBC WM 95.6.
No, I tell you why. Okay. Let's start off by being wildly sexist and generalising awfully, shall we? I don't think women have hobbies, do they? The hobby is a male phenomenon, surely. Phenomenon, isn't it? But blokes like statistics, we like numbers, we like facts, we like dates, we like being able to rifle through things. I went to a record shop today. Birmingham City Centre has got one of the best record shops in the country. Sawfish Records, it's awesome. And I've been in there quite a few times. I've never seen a woman in there. It's a bloke thing to stand there at a rack that just says 60s psych and rock and to rifle through it and pull things out. And here's the thing, we pull things out that we already have just to have a look at. 03453 009956. I want to celebrate the hobby today. It's in the papers. The hobby that saved Churchill's sanity. It wasn't going to war with the Nazis. It was painting. And they've got some of his paintings in the paper. And I'll be honest, he's a bit rubbish. My granddad used to paint. And they were rubbish. I remember a picture, a really weird picture of a horse that my granddad had painted that they had framed in it. Oh, God, I wish I had that picture now. How wonderful would that be? I'm sure that's long gone. But it was blooming awful. I mean, it was awful. It had, like, two eyes on one side of its head. But there was a thing, wasn't it? Old men used to like painting. So today, and we're going to speak to a guest later on who's got... Well, it could be perceived as a dull hobby, but do you know what? We're going to have a hobby amnesty today. I'm not going to laugh at any hobbies. I'm not going to tease anybody, apart from train spotters. That's weird. I do think that's a sexual deviancy. Apart from those people, all other hobbies, you are welcome to come on. What is it with train spotters? What is the point of the train spotter? What pleasure are they getting from eating packed lunch with other men that have milk bottle glasses? I don't understand. 03453 009956. If you can sell train spotting to me, it's a hard sell. Train spotters are normally called Colin or Derek, aren't they? Aren't they? Hey, here's a thing. I took my boys... wild tangent already at 9 minutes past two. I took my boys to the Natural History Museum. What do they have in the Natural History Museum? Dinosaurs, yeah? Got dinosaurs, yeah? Dinosaur bones and reconstructed dinosaurs from the dinosaur bones, yeah? No. No, they don't. They don't have any dinosaur bones in there at all. Did you know that? They have a few in the basement that you and I are not allowed to go to. But all the other dinosaurs are plastic. The big Diplodocus, apparently it's not pronounced Diplodocus. The big Diplodocus, as you walk in... Now, this is an iconic dinosaur. And for the first time since I was about eight, I thought, I'm really going to look at this. I'm going to see how much of this is actual bone and how much of it is reconstructed. It's all reconstructed. It's a cast of a dinosaur taken in 1905 from a museum in America. And this got me thinking, and I'm walking around. I didn't see one dinosaur bone in the museum. What a flipping rip-off. What an absolute rip-off. Oh, yeah, they've got fossils. Oh, yeah, because fossils are really exciting, aren't they? 03453 009956 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call on this. Today, we are celebrating the magic... I'm saying I'm not going to give anyone a hard time. I've already knocked people who are into dinosaurs and train spotters. Today, we are celebrating the magic of the hobby. 03453 009956. And I think it's only blokes that have hobbies. Women are too intelligent to have hobbies, I think. They don't need that distraction. Get more of your calls after this. afternoon. This is Ian Lee, BBC WM 95.6. Busy show this afternoon. Should people who are ill go to work? No, I'm not knocking the disabled. I'm talking about people with bugs and colds and coughs and all horrible things. Oh, it's disgusting. Don't go to work if you're going to give me the lurgy. Dearie, dearie me. 03453 009956. And we're also talking about hobbies. Hobbies. I've kind of had a little thought as well. This came from seeing in The Express, the hobby that saved Churchill's sanity. The year was 1943 and the Prime Minister had arrived in Casablanca, Morocco, for a wartime summit. But basically, Winston Churchill was painting. He painted a lot and it stopped him from, it saved his sanity. And his pictures aren't brilliant. It reminded me of a picture that my granddad did that was on my nan's wall. And I wish I had it, but it was flipping awful, of a wonky-eyed horse. And we can expand hobbies into this as well. Artwork in your house that's been made by a member of the family. My boys started bringing things home made from clay at school. Oh, God, it really does test your acting skills, doesn't it? When they start bringing home things made from clay, bits of art that you have in your home that have been made from by members of your family. Maybe it's a picture that your nan painted. It wouldn't be an ashtray now, would it? I remember making ashtrays for my dad when I was about 8 years old. I made him an ashtray at school. Jeez, the 80s were weird, weren't they? Bits of artwork that your family members have made. 03453 009956. And we're also talking about hobbies. Daniel's called in. Good afternoon, Daniel.
Hi, Ian. You all right?
I'm fine. How's Wolverhampton today?
Wolverhampton's the bright spot at the centre of the universe. It's always fantastic.
Oh, blimey. OK. Now, what have you called in for, Daniel?
I just thought I'd phone up in defence of train spotting. I used to be a train spotter when I was a teenager and put the numbers in the book and all the rest of it. And
yes.
I don't underline numbers in books anymore, but I do spend mostly all of my spare time kind of knocking around railway locations or old buildings, photographing them and then sort of labelling them with this kind of really involved labelling system I've got for my files so that I can search and find locomotives by number or name. So I think
now,
it's a kind
this
of collecting type thing. It's just, I think blokes like lists and they like to collect. You see what I mean?
They do. No, I know exactly what you mean. Blokes, and I don't know any girls that like this. Blokes, like, they like figures, they like numbers, they like things to be in an order.
Correct.
They like to have facts. But how do you do this? Do you put this on a computer or do you have like a big filing cabinet full of stuff?
So you're going to laugh at this one. On Monday,
I probably will.
On Monday, I was tram spotting because, you know, the trams on the Midland Metro, the original ones are all being withdrawn at the moment.
Oh, yeah, that must be heartbreaking for freaks like you.
There's only about six of them left, so I had to kind of go out on Monday. I got a day off, went out early in the morning and kind of caught the first one, waited for one of the old ones, and then I was taking the numbers of the ones going past on my phone so that I knew which ones were the old ones, because then I could hop off the stops and get pictures of all of the original ones.
Daniel, can I ask, what does your wife think about all of this?
She's just rolling her eyes at me at the moment and laughing at me.
I bet she never thought she'd be, you know, married to a train spotter.
I know. Well, the thing is, whatever we do, if we go on trips around the UK or anything, or even like went to Florida in the summer and they've built a fake King's Cross, so you can imagine at Universal they've built this fake King's Cross that looks like the real one.
Now, and see, now you're getting me a little bit excited.
I'm not messing. It is super exciting. I was like frantic, and then they've got this GW. It's a hall. Is it a hall or a man? It's a hall. Not so good on steam. It's diesel and electric alike. But the Hogwarts Express locomotive. They've built a copy of it, and they've built copies of these Mark One carriages. I'm serious, honestly. These carriages.
Yeah,
if I send you a photo,
don't
you
bother.
Wouldn't know they weren't real. They were like absolute copies.
I'm beginning to realise what it's like to be your wife. Is your missus there? Can I have a word with her?
Oh, I don't know.
Go on, put her on.
Go on, you've got to say hello to him. Hold on.
Hi, Ian.
Hello, what's your name?
I'm Debs.
Debs, I'm so sorry for you.
I just got
a glimpse. In that 30 seconds talking to Daniel, I got a glimpse at what your life must be like.
Yes, that's what my life is like.
Is he obsessed with this stuff?
Sorry?
Is he obsessed? He's obsessed with this stuff, isn't he?
Yes. Yes, he is.
Do you quite enjoy it, Debs? Because it means that if you get a bit of time on your own, you know what he's up to. He's almost definitely not having an affair because, well, he probably hasn't got the imagination. So your relationship, I guess, is very safe because of his sadness.
Yes, but we do get to visit nice places occasionally.
Train stations?
Yeah, well, they're always in nice little villages in Yorkshire or Scotland or somewhere. So,
do you have any hobbies, Debs?
No, I haven't got time for hobbies.
Exactly. And this is the thing. I think women are too busy and too intelligent to have hobbies. I think blokes need them to kind of numb the emptiness of being. How long have you been together, Debs?
About 20 years.
Oh, bless you. Well, you're both a good sport. Debs, nice to talk to you and to Daniel as well. Thank you very much.
Have a good Christmas. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. 03453 009956 is the telephone number. If you want to give us a call, you can. See, we can talk to hobbyists and enthusiasts, but I'd love to talk to the long-suffering wife as well. Give us a call. 03453 009956.
This Saturday, we're live from Loftus Road for FM commentary of Queen's Park Rangers versus West Bromwich Albion.
Huddersfield versus Blues and Wolves Brighton are live on DAB.
Well, if you keep playing well and put on a performance, then things do change for you.
Plus, all the goals and updates from Villa, Manchester United and Sheffield United against Warsaw.
Benteke is back. He's back on the score sheet.
Join me, Daz Hale, for all the build-up this Saturday from 12.
BBC WM
95.6.
Hey, we got some texts here. Ian, I've got to be careful. My eyes are going. I'm getting older. I was in this record shop earlier, and I was like an old man. I had to was picking things up and kind of pulling my head away and stretching my arms out, trying to have a look. My wife, isn't it? This conversation has brought out so many unpleasant emails and texts. Here's one. Richard has emailed me. All women have hobbies. It's called talking too much. Oh, no. Come on. Ian, I have to correct you, says Jay and Dudley. Women do have a hobby. It's called moaning. My hobby is more sad than train spotting. It's attending Duran Duran concerts and collecting their memorabilia. I've been doing it 35 years. I'm a 48-year-old married man with kids. I don't think that's sad, Alec. I think it's unusual. But I don't think it's particularly sad. My wife has loads of hobbies. Oh, guys. Really? Is this the level we're playing at? This is from Steve. My wife has loads of hobbies. Washing up, vacuuming, ironing are just a few she does every day. Deary me. And Andy's hobby is fishing. 03453 009956. Take some calls after this.
Sleigh ride.
Hey, hey, we'll have a little bit of that, won't we? Hey, one of the best concerts I've ever went, I've ever been to, one of the best concerts was Ronnie Spector at BB King's in New York. I was in New York for building up to Christmas, some Christmas shopping, and just managed to get tickets to see Ronnie Spector at BB King's. It was flipping awesome. Sat right in the front. 03453-00956 is the telephone number. John's in Sheldon. Good afternoon, John.
Good afternoon. All right, mate.
I'm fine. What have you got for us?
Well, I'm like to say how sorry I am to hear the sad passing of Christine.
Mandy Rice Davis.
Mandy Rice Davis this morning.
Yeah.
She done a feat which the Labour Party would never been capable of doing. They'd done it on behalf of the country and brought the Tory government down. If Perfumo would have kept his trousers zipped up, they wouldn't have got kicked out.
Here's the thing, John, right? I don't know that much about the Perfumo affair. I know it was Mandy Rice Davis and Christine Keeler, and they were all having it away, and it was all a bit... That's all I know.
Yeah, I don't remember much about it, because I was only a young child at the time, but I know they brought the Tory party down. I dread to think... I mean, what's his name? Parkinson. Deputy Chairman of the Tory Party.
Right.
Yes, he beat the Prime Minister.
Yeah.
He got caught at it and lost his chance of being a Prime Minister. I dread to think
In the great scheme of things, John, the great scheme of things, what's wrong with an MP having it away with a really hot woman?
Well, it depends what they're doing and who they're doing it with. They bring the government down and then they're in trouble. I dread to think what would happen if they had Viagra and saving the expenses office at the House of Commons. You know, it'd be ideal to save all these expenses of buying them to a second home in London.
Yes.
If they were to build some chalice-like Butlins, who I used to work for. Because they get up to the time...
Hey, you used to work for Butlins, John. There was some... listen to you giggling. There was some hanky-panky there, wasn't there?
Only a little bit, yeah.
Is it true that they used to, if you were sharing a chalet, you'd hang something on the door so that your chalet mate would know if you were up to shenanigans?
No, you used to be other. They used to one would be in bed trying to get a sleep, and the other one was on the top bunk having it away.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank John. Thank you very much. Ta-ta, 03453-00956. What a delightful image of that. Here's the thing, right? I don't get what's quite so bad about MPs having it away. Unless it's like the Minister for Families, the Minister for Chastity. I don't know if those ministerial posts exist. If they don't, David Cameron, you can have them. But in the great scheme of things, and it was the 60s, and Mandy Rice Davis and Christine Keeler were hot. If anyone wants to phone up and educate me properly on the Perfumo affair, I'm all up for that. When these historical figures, can we call Mandy Rice Davis an historical figure? I guess we can. She's been mentioned in the news. When these historical figures pass away, it kind of brings up stories that certainly younger people aren't aware of. And I don't know the story at all. Is that bad? I don't think it's a massive great gap in my historical knowledge, but do give us a call and let me know if you can fill in the details. The phone number, of course, 03453-00956. Right, BBC WM 95.6, let's get the travel. Here's Phil Peacock.
On the northbound side of the M42, there's an accident closing a lane between Junction 3A at the M40 and Junction 4 for Shirley and Dorridge, causing delays. The northbound M6 also struggling because of a broken down vehicle that was on the carriageway earlier on between Junction 10 at Warsall and Junction 10A at the M54. Problems continue in Brown Hills on the High Street. That remains closed because of an accident between the Ogley Road and Tin Man Island, and it's busy heading towards the M6 at Junction 5 for the A452 Chester Road from Castle Bromwich because of ongoing roadworks there. If you can update us, call BBC WM 95.6 Travel. 08453-00228.
The voice of Birmingham and the Black Country.
BBC WM 95.6.
hobbies, having the Lurgy at work, and the Profumo affair. Who'd have thought already we're going off on tangents? We'll talk more after the news with Charlotte Harriman.
An 80-year-old man from the Black Country who organised an acid attack on his former girlfriend has been jailed for 18 years. Mohammed Rafiq was found guilty last week of causing grievous bodily harm. Vicky Horseman, who's 20, suffered severe burns on her neck and shoulders and will need reconstructive surgery. A Redditch father who killed his 12-week-old baby girl has been jailed for 9 years. Isabella Valance died of a head injury in December 2012. Tyler Valance admitted manslaughter, while the baby's mother, 20-year-old Jessica Wiggins from Redditch, was convicted of allowing her death. Accident and emergency departments in England have had their worst 7 days for waiting time since they started publishing the data 4 years ago. Last week, just under 90% of patients were seen within 4 hours. The target is 95%. And Solihull model Mandy Rice Davies, who was a key figure in the Profumo affair, one of the biggest political scandals of the 1960s, has died at the age of 70. Her publicist said she had been suffering from cancer for a short time. Finally, taking a look at the weather, there will be plenty of sunny spells this afternoon, but it's going to feel cold with strong winds. Highs of 8 degrees Celsius, 46 degrees Fahrenheit.
The Voice. The Voice. The Voice of Birmingham and the Black Country. BBC WM 95.6.
I guess by their very nature, hobbies have to be a little bit sad to those people that aren't into their hobbies. And they become an obsession, don't they? They become an obsession. If you're going to do something, you might as well do it to the best of your ability. Am I right when I say that women don't have hobbies? I think I am. I'm not saying that to be a knee-jerk misogynist. I don't think women have hobbies. 03453 009956 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call on that. Joined now by Kevin Beresford from Redditch. Afternoon, Kevin.
Good afternoon.
Now, Kevin, you have what some people might consider to be a slightly dull hobby, but we are celebrating all hobbies today. Tell me and the listener what it is you do.
I'm a roundabout spotter. I travel the length and breadth of the country seeking out choice traffic islands.
I love you. I love you. And this is, and so you, I didn't realise you travelled all over the country. So you don't just Google image them. You go and have a look at these things.
Of course, yeah. I've been from John O'Groats all the way down to Land's End. There's nothing more expressive than a roundabout. You can put anything on a roundabout. I've seen statues, fountains, trains, boats, planes. You
know, there's nothing more expressive than a roundabout.
That just fascinates. I think the British public love roundabouts because it appeals to their English psyche. It's like a sense of decorum or etiquette when they approach a roundabout.
Right,
you
here
have
we
to
go.
Approach at your own chosen speed, don't you? You choose what gap you have in the joy race we flow, you know? And it's what goes on the roundabout. They're like an oasis on a sea of tarmac.
Well, Kevin, can you give me the worst roundabout you've seen and then the best roundabout you've seen?
OK, there's no such thing as a worse roundabout, in my opinion.
Oh, you're so good. I like you.
Yeah, each year we do a calendar of the best of British roundabouts. And at the moment, we've got a Tewkesbury roundabout in Stonehill. And it depicts the War of the Roses, the battle between Lancaster and Yorkshire. And that just proves my point, the fact that anything can go on the roundabout. You've got two knights on horseback on the middle of a roundabout. It's fantastic.
But you say there's no such thing as a bad roundabout. There are some roundabouts where they don't even bother. They might say this roundabout is maintained by Stephen's Windows. Give him a call. But they're just completely bare mounds of earth. That seems like a waste to me.
I don't like traffic lights on roundabouts. I think that defeats the object, having traffic lights on roundabouts. The whole point of a roundabout, really, from a functional point of view, is the traffic flows free, doesn't it, round? It's continuous. But to have traffic lights on it, oh, no.
When did you first start getting excited about roundabouts? What age and what did it for you?
Yeah, it was back in 2003. I ran a small printing company. We wanted to come up with a calendar that was totally unique. And yeah. I was from the new town Redditch, and we was most famous then for having three prisons and no cinema. But all we had was some lovely, copious amounts of roundabouts. So we made this calendar, yes. Roundabouts of Redditch, and it literally just sold all around the world. It was fantastic. And that's when I got looking at roundabouts in a different light, and I formed the Roundabout Appreciation Society.
How many members you got?
Well, we have a hardcore unit of about 30. No women at the moment. We could do with more women. But yeah. I have guys from all around the world, roundabout enthusiasts, send me their photos of roundabouts. And that's why we're doing Roundabouts of the World this year, our most ambitious projects. And, yeah, I get, like, Kiwis and Aussies send me their favourite roundabouts. Fantastic, really.
Are there some countries that don't really... America doesn't do roundabouts, does it?
America, you know, this is so ironic. America was the first country to have a roundabout in New York City in 1903. But they never really took off. But they're really trying to get the roundabout introduced because there's something like 90% reduction in fatalities on a roundabout compared to traffic lights.
I don't know if you're married or what your status is at home, Kevin, but what do your family think of your hobby?
Yeah, well, I've had three very successful marriages. Each one of my marriages has been a rip-roaring success. But they've all found me a bit dull. I have to admit, my wives. And I'm Mr. January in Dollmen of Great Britain. There's a calendar out at the moment called Dollmen of Great Britain. I'm Mr. January, which I'm quite proud.
Who else is in this dull calendar?
Oh, we got a guy that's a drain spotter. Not a train spotter, a drain spotter. He goes around the country just taking photographs of drains.
Of course,
and there's
he does.
Another guy from Malvern. He's got 20,000 milk bottles in his house, and he gets his missus to clean them. Can you believe that?
Kevin, can you stay there? Because I've got a caller I think wants to speak to you. Good afternoon, Eddie.
Afternoon, Ian.
Eddie, you want to say hello to Kevin, do you?
Kevin. Round, yes. Get around, I get around, yeah, get around, ooh, I get around. Oh,
yeah. I bet he's never heard that before, Ed.
No. I've never and the magic heard roundabout theme I've heard so many times.
You've got to be unique. You either have to be around something.
What do you reckon, Eddie? It's, you know what, to me it sounds like a perfectly reasonable hobby. He gets to see the country, gets to take photos, he's enjoying himself.
Well, it does give him the opportunity to travel. The thing is, I've looked at roundabouts and thought, well, yeah, they tried the one in Solihull on that, the junction with Omer Road and what have you, or the Collector Road. They've tried desperately hard to make something of it, like a wildlife park. But yeah, why not have things like that? I mean, he must be able to tell you about unique roundabouts, be that one by not Spaghetti, the Aston Expressway.
Well, Eddie, ask him. If you've got any questions about roundabouts, now's your chance. Ask Kevin.
Well, what is the most artistic one then? Because obviously art comes into it, which is the most artistic roundabout you would, you know, one that's worth looking at then, if you like. Kevin.
Yeah, I think we've local councils now, and any council brimming with a bit of civic pride, it gives them the perfect opportunity to either place a garden or a work of art in the middle of a road junction. You've got the Tin Man roundabout in Staffs, you know, that miner. I don't know if you've ever seen it in Brown Hills.
No, I've been through Brown Hills only a day or so ago. I'm probably not the right path. But I share your enthusiasm for at least they're going to have a roundabout, make it worth looking at.
Eddie, listen, I appreciate your call. Kevin, if people want to see your calendars and see you as Mr. Dull January, where do they get them from?
Roundaboutsofbritain.com.
God bless you, Kevin. Excellent work. Thank you very much indeed. This is local radio at its best. Bye. We're having a phone-in about roundabouts. Call me now with your roundabout stories. 03453 009956.
Oh, I can see the future coming to you. Cry away the sadness in your eyes. And I can find a faith in days I've wasted. Been around enough to feel alive. And when the world is broken, hard and cold. Ones we may become, for the battles we have won, for the day we reach the sun.
What's your name, darling?
My name is Susan Boyle.
I'm Graham Torrington. Join me this Christmas as I spend an hour in conversation with chart-topping singer Susan Boyle as she talks about her life.
There is pressure. I mean, I can't really tell lies about that. But at the same time, it's a great honour.
Her faith.
I couldn't do what I'm doing without it because I like to feel we've got a channel or somebody there you can speak to.
And her music.
It feels as if I've come a long ways. I feel as if I've graduated in a course some way.
So join me, Graham Torrington, for an hour with Susan Boyle.
Join me this Christmas.
Christmas Day at 4 on BBC WM 95.6.
That was stunning. An incredible performance.
One of the reasons... And by the way, Producer Joe, you're playing an absolute blinder today. This is why I love working with you so much. One of the reasons I love this job is because I've got no idea where it's going to go. Since 2 o'clock, OK, we've started talking about hobbies because Churchill's in the papers, his hobby was painting. Since then, we've gone to Mandy Rice Davis and Profumo. We've gone to trains. And now we're doing a roundabout phone-in. We're doing a phone-in about roundabouts. The question is simply, what's your roundabout story? Before we get to Rick and Lee, who've called the roundabout hotline, Daniel, who we spoke to earlier on, he's the train spotter. He's tweeted me a few pictures at Ian Lee. And do you know what? He looks, how can I put this delicately? He looks normal. He doesn't look touched, you know, if you know what I mean. He looks normal. And he sent me the picture of him outside King's Cross and the picture outside the King's Cross replica in Florida. And do you know what? It looks really good. It looks brilliant. 03453 009956. Rick's called the roundabout hotline. Good afternoon, Rick.
Well, in a roundabout sort of way, yeah.
Here we go. Yeah. What have you got for us, Rick?
Right, it's going to be like a couple of questions for your roundabout chap, if he's still available.
He's gone. We've lost Kevin.
Oh, has he? I was going to ask him about the Magic Roundabout, and there is a roundabout called the Magic Roundabout.
I tell you what, Rick, stay there. Rick, stay there. We'll see if we can get Kevin back. I don't know, he may have gone off to, I don't know, go and look at a roundabout. We'll see if we can get Kevin back. In the meantime, let's go to Lee. Afternoon, Lee.
Afternoon, Ian, you're right.
I'm dazed. Is this show actually going out on the radio?
It's an interesting topic of conversation this afternoon, I must say.
See, I it sounds like a sarcastic sentence, but I think you genuinely believe it.
No, I mean well.
You cheeky get... What you got for us, Lee?
That guy you had on just... I don't think he needs to travel around. He just needs to go to Milton Keynes. Have you ever been there?
Oh, boy, Milton Keynes, where everybody who lives in Milton Keynes, their tyres are worn on one side because they're always driving around roundabouts.
I tell you what, whoever built that place must have had a roundabout fetish. It's unbelievable.
It's weird. Milton Keynes, it's supposedly based on the grid system of New York. Trust me, it ain't nowhere near as exciting as New York. And yet it's roundabout after roundabout after roundabout.
Yeah, he just needs to go there. He don't need to travel around. I mean, I drive around there regularly, and when you've got a lot of weight on, it's a pain in the backside, all them roundabouts are, so...
Lee, listen, thank you very much indeed. We've managed to get Kevin Beresford back. Good afternoon, Kevin.
Hello there again.
I'm sorry to bother you, but we have had loads of calls on the back of roundabouts. We'll go to a caller in a second, but very quickly, we had Lee there mention Milton Keynes, and I meant to mention it. It is. Mm-hmm. It must be the dream place for someone who's got a roundabout fetish.
Well, it is. It's probably the mecca for roundabout spotters, but I do have to say this. It's mainly quantity as opposed to quality. Yeah. Basingstoke have got a large amount of roundabouts, and they're more imaginative what goes on a roundabout in Basingstoke. And it was actually mentioned in The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, Basingstoke.
Oh, yeah.
And it's known as Donut City because of the roundabouts.
Yeah, the roundabout, I know Milton Keynes very well. My nan used to live there. And, they're not very imaginative. They're functional.
No, they're not. I mean, it's nice. I mean, they're virtually on every junction, aren't they, out of the town? I mean, the inner part of the town's on a grid system, isn't it? But the outer, there's virtually a roundabout.
Well, listen, Kevin, we got you back because Rick from Leicestershire wanted to ask you a question. Rick, you're through to Kevin, the roundabout expert.
Hello there, yes. Now, this isn't being funny, and you think I'm being facetious,
no.
I do apologise, but you will know when I say, where is the magic roundabout?
Well, there's a few magic roundabouts, but you're obviously talking about the one
original.
In Swindon.
The
one
That's
in Swindon.
The one. Yeah, the one who's going to be a suicide pilot to have a go round.
Well, that's the white knuckle ride of all roundabouts, isn't it? It's
yeah,
a real adrenaline
exactly.
rush of a roundabout. Our society go on day trips there.
Do they?
They do indeed. just to go round and round.
I'd say, because the other nice one that I know of is the one in Lutterworth.
Lutterworth, the one with the jet engine? There's a jet engine?
Yeah, because of Frank Whittle, that's correct. The one
that's
with the miniature blossom meteor on it.
That's right. It commemorates the invention of the jet engine by Frank Whittle, who happened to have a factory just locally.
Exactly. He had it up there on the right-hand side.
You're listening to BBC
WM95.6,
Home of the Roundabout.
We've got the Spitfire Roundabout as well, haven't we, in Castle Bromwich outside. Yeah, lovely roundabout.
Rick, why are you so into roundabouts? Fair play to Kevin. He sounds like he'd be into roundabouts, but you sound like you're normal, Rick. What's going on?
Unfortunately, I drive for a living and encounter them every day.
Ah, I see. Well, Rick, listen, I'm glad you got to share that. Kevin, I'm going to ask you a question. If it's improper, tell me to go away.
Yeah, fire away.
Have you ever made love on a roundabout at midnight?
I haven't personally, but one of our members have. We call them bunking bouters, people that make love on roundabouts.
What do you call the people who make love on roundabouts?
Bunking bouters.
Kevin, it's been so nice to talk to you. Give us that web address again for the calendar.
Roundaboutsofbritain.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, here are the monkeys. 03453-009956. Ever made love on a roundabout at midnight? There's a question I didn't think I'd get to ask on the BBC.
Take the last train to Foxville and I'll meet you at the station. You can be here by 4:30 because I've made your reservation. Don't be slow. No. 'Cause I'm leaving in the morning and I must see you again. We'll have one more night together till the morning brings my train and I must go. No. And I don't know if I'm ever coming home. Take the last train to Foxville, I'll be waiting at the station. We'll have time for coffee, flavored kisses, and a bit of conversation. Take the last train to Foxville. Must hang up the phone. I can't hear you in this noisy railroad station. All alone, I'm feeling low. No. And I don't know if I'm ever coming home. Take the last train to Clarksville and I'll meet you at the station. You can be here by 4:30
made your reservation. Don't be slow. And I don't know if I'm ever coming home. Take the last train of Knoxville.
This is actually going out on the radio. Yeah, I know it's Christmas. This is going out on the radio. I think we just had a round. I mean, you can call in with your roundabout stories, big, small, whatever. You're more than welcome to. I genuinely just asked the question to a man: have you ever made love on a roundabout at midnight? No, not me personally, but some of my friends have. We call them, what was it, bonking bouters? Aren't, I don't want to use the W word, but I can't think of another word. Aren't people weird? And I don't mean to, all people are weird. They've all got a little kink about them, a little fetish, something that's not quite right. I bet Roger Ramjet's got load of them. Afternoon, Roger. Roger Ramjet.
Hello.
Hello, fella.
It's Ranjit, not Roger Ramjet. How are you?
No, it's Roger Ramjet we're calling you now, Ramjet.
All right.
It just makes it slightly easier to put up with you.
It makes it easier. And, you know, and I wish you a Merry Christmas. And,
all right.
And your listeners, yeah.
Anyway, I wish you a reggae Christmas. Yes.
About the roundabout. He says he's been married a couple of times. Wonder if he can get a licence to get married on a roundabout the next time.
Oh, you probably can these days. You can get married anywhere, I think, can't you?
Yeah, yeah. So he should try and get, you know, a wedding ceremony on a roundabout or something like that.
It didn't Kevin sound like a nice gentleman?
You know the roundabout at West Bromwich on Junction 1?
Yes.
With those arches. Do you know that's haunted?
Oh, shut up, Ramjit. What have you done?
It is.
Come
haunted.
On.
Listen, people in Sandral, they need to phone you in Drolls and tell them that it is haunted.
Well, OK, to give me the evidence. Where's the ev that it's actually haunted?
No, that's just the rumours I've heard. It's only rumours. I've got no evidence, but maybe there's some. I think I read in the Black Country Bugle once that it was.
I'll tell you why there's no evidence, Ranjit,
yeah.
Because ghosts don't exist.
Would you spend a night there, then?
What? By a roundabout? No, of course not.
Will your mate Kevin, you know, the one that's just phoned you? You know,
I'm certainly not going to spend a night anywhere with Kevin, no.
Why not?
He sounds
all right, man. Tell you about, you know, like you got train spotters. When I used to be a truck driver, I used to go to Manchester quite often. And just where the fork is for the M54,
yeah.
There was a truck stop spotter there.
Oh, yeah, dogging.
I'll tell you a place about dogging and all that. I can't tell you a place.
I'm all right, thanks.
Now, listen, anyway, about this truck spotter, yeah?
Yes.
He used to have, it was typical, he had a waistcoat on with loads of badges on, yeah? A cap with those headphones with an aerial sticking out on top.
Yeah.
He was you know, like how you would imagine a train spotter.
Yeah.
With loads of badges of weird.
Your voice is sending me to sleep, Ranjit.
No, it isn't. I'll tell you about this dogging place as well.
No, I don't want to know about a dogging place. It's Christmas.
On the way back through Litchfield, I used to have my break.
We've got Ranjit, let me just say, we've got young ears listening, so please let this.
I'm not going to go into too much detail.
Don't go into any detail.
There was these blokes that used to go into these bushes. And I used to wonder why they keep on going to these bushes.
Okay, Ranjit, thanks for calling. Excellent stuff. 03453 009956. I don't want to do a dogging story. It's Christmas. For goodness sakes. By the way, that's an excellent reminder, actually, that here tomorrow, producer Joe and I are here tomorrow, 9 till 12. We do Fridays 2 till 4 and Saturdays 9 till 12. We're not here, I think I've got this right, we're not here next week, so we're not here Boxing Day and the day after. But we are here the week after, and also we've got a New Year's Day best of. So we play some of the best bits from the last 5 years of me being at BBC WM 95.6. Ramjit pops up as a caller. A few people, we pre-recorded it, OK? And a few people called in while we were pre-recording it. And if I'm honest, it's actually a really good show. Producer Joe pulled out all the stops and has knocked together something a little bit better than your average best of. That's going to be on New Year's Day. I'm not sure what time it's on. We'll find out and get the details before the end of the show, hopefully. Peter's in Solihull. Good afternoon, Peter.
Hello, Ian. I've only phoned up to apologise to you, actually.
Oh, go on.
I think I had a go at you when I shouldn't have done. and over the past week I've had a little think, and perhaps I shouldn't have said what I did to him.
Oh, hang on, Peter. I'm recognising your voice. You're the gentleman, I think, that said we should shoot all people here illegally, and that I shouldn't have put my mum in a care home.
Yes, well, it's your mother. I'm not apologising about the other, but
you still
I
want to shoot the foreigners,
about your mother.
Peter, I accept your apology. I appreciate that. Thank you.
I spoke without knowing all the things and put my foot in it, basically. So I do apologise here.
Peter, I bore no grudge, but I know it takes a lot to say sorry for something, so I appreciate that, Peter. Thank you.
No, I was in the wrong. Bye.
Yep. Have a good Christmas, Peter. Thank you, mate. There you go, you see? Those of you who weren't listening to, I think it was it last Saturday's show that Peter called in? He still wants to shoot all the foreigners, people here illegally. That's fine. That's fine. He holds those beliefs. That's fine. We had a little argy-bargy about my mum's in a care home and about the reasons that she went in there. And Peter, thank you. It's hard apologising. It's good when you do it, you know, but it's hard apologising. The New Year's Day special is going to be on New Year's Day, 9 till 11 in the morning. So as you're staggering home from your parties or coming down from the high of celebrating the new year, you'll be able to listen to me. And producer Jo's in it. You get to hear her doing posher than normal voice, but not quite as posh as her news reading voice. But actually, it's a pretty good show. So we pre-recorded a phone-in show, and people phoned into it. It was wonderful. 03453 00956 is the telephone number. If you want to give us a call, you're more than welcome to. We're talking about hobbies. We're talking about roundabouts. We'll also be talking about, how many people in your office right now have got the Lurgy? It's horrible. You walk in and everyone starts coughing and spluttering. There should either be a policy of you don't turn up if you've got the Lurgy, or, and this idea has just come to me, and I think it's borderline genius, you have a sick room where everybody who is infected with colds and flus and coughs and all the horrible things, they go and sit in there. And the normal people, the healthy people, they have the main office or the main offices. That makes sense, doesn't it? Have a count around how many people are in your office that are struggling with horrible coughs and colds. 03 453 00956. BBC WM 95.6. Let's get the travel. Here's Phil.
Delays on the northbound side of the M42 from Junction 3A at the M40 towards Junction 4 for Shirley in Dorwich because of an accident there earlier on. Traffic's beginning to build on the northbound side of the M5 from Junction 1 at Westbrom toward the M6. And there's slow-moving traffic on the northbound side of the M6 from Junction 10 at Worsall and Wolverhampton towards Junction 10A for the M54 because of a vehicle that broke down on the carriageway earlier on. There's no reported delays on public transport. But if you can update us, call BBC WM 95.6 Travel on 08453 002288.
Waking up the West Midlands with the latest news, sport, weather and travel updates. Pete Morgan at breakfast is back Monday morning from 6.
The voice of Birmingham and the Black Country.
BBC WM 95.6.
Got another hour of this nonsense. We'll take more of your calls in a bit. First of all, let's get the news. Here's Charlotte.
An 80-year-old Black Country man who arranged an acid attack on his teenage former girlfriend has been jailed for 18 years. Mohammed Rafiq from Smethwick hired two men to carry out the attack on Vicky Horseman after she ended their relationship. Vicky, who suffered severe injuries, has been talking to BBC WM about the attack. It happened when she answered the door of a house in Tiverdale in April.
Straight away, just piercing, burning sensation. I could just feel my airways getting tight, my lips blistering, just swelling, just agonising pain. I just remember looking in the mirror in the living room, then running straight to the kitchen, splashing my face with cold water.
Two other men, Stephen Holmes, who threw the acid, was also jailed for 18 years, while Shannon Heaps will serve 12 years behind bars. Two luxury cars have been stolen from the home of Aston Villa striker Darren Bent. Staffordshire Police said the break-in at his house in Little Aston near Birmingham happened early on Saturday morning when thieves snapped the locks on a window and stole car keys from inside. A Range Rover and an Audi RS6 were taken and police are appealing for information. Members of the Unison and GMB unions who work for the NHS in England are to strike for 12 hours on the 29th of January. Ambulance staff will also walk out on the 30th of January. The strike is part of a dispute over pay. Rihanna Azam, the national officer for the NHS at the GMB union, says health staff are feeling the pressure.
If you speak to any frontline NHS staff employee, what they will say is they're having to do much more for a lot less, and the demands are increasing on them, and they have concerns for patient safety.
Meanwhile, waiting times in accident and emergency departments in England are their longest since weekly performance figures were published 4 years ago. Last week, just under 90% of patients were treated within 4 hours. The target is 95%. NHS England says waiting times for urgent treatment are still among the best for any major country that measures them. Fresh inspections of four Birmingham schools investigated over the Trojan horse allegations have found three are improving, but one is still failing to make progress. The academies were placed into special measures following the accusations that hardline Islamic groups were seeking to take them over. Today's reports show Nassen Primary, Golden Hillock and Saltley schools are all improving, but inspectors say Old No Academy is still failing to give children a broad and balanced education. Construction of a new footbridge over the River Thames could begin next year after the proposals were given the go-ahead by the Mayor of London's office. It's estimated the Garden Bridge would connect Temple on the North Bank to the South Bank and could cost a total of £175 million to build. Finally, taking a look at the weather, sunny spells, but it's going to feel cold in strong winds at 8 degrees Celsius, 46 degrees Fahrenheit. Tonight it will remain windy but largely dry and with clear spells, dipping down to 3 degrees Celsius, 37 degrees Fahrenheit. BBC WM 95.6 News. There's more online at bbc.co.uk/WM.
The voice of Birmingham and the Black Country.
Who is the best presenter on BBC WM 95.6?
Danny Kelly.
Who's the second best presenter?
Cameron Martin.
Ian Lee.
BBC WM 95.6.
Oh, I'm laughing. Producer Joe and I have a great system of communicating. We either kind of shout at each other through the soundproof glass and do rude gestures, or the more civilised way that we're using at the moment is we kind of type little messages up on our screens, on instant message type thing. And she's making me laugh with the stuff we've got coming up. I mean, It's turned into a roundabout phone-in. I might as well just junk everything else we were planning to talk about. And we can do this. This, as you know, this show is organic. It kind of, it goes whichever way the wind blows. We started off talking about hobbies because of Churchill was a painter. It's in the papers. We got to train spotting. We got to roundabouts. And we kind of stopped at roundabouts. We're like Chevy Chase in that National Lampoon film where we can't get off the roundabout. We can talk about other stuff as well. We'll talk about a girl that was too big to go into a nightclub. We'll also talk about who you would invite to your party. And we mentioned Mandy Rice Davis earlier on. And I said, I don't know the Profumo affair story. I don't quite know why it was so shocking. If anyone wants to fill in the gaps, probably an appropriate phrase from what little I do know about it, then do give us a call. 03453 009956.
Have your say.
Across the West Midlands, call 03453 009956.
BBC WM 95.6.
It's one of those shows where I think I'm going to have to write a cheque to my boss afterwards because I'm enjoying this way too much. Edwin's a first-time caller. Good afternoon, Edwin.
Hello, you're right.
Yeah, I'm fine, Edwin. You've never called before. What's prompted you to call in today?
Roundabouts.
Here we go. Go on.
Yeah, roundabouts. You know those little ones that are like sleeping policemen, but round?
The those mini roundabouts.
That aren't really roundabouts, but they're pretending to be roundabouts. They're like TB inoculation scars.
I know the ones, yes.
Yeah, I don't use them. I don't abide by the rules. When approaching them, I just go straight over the top, like boom, in my Fiat Uno, because they're ridiculous. Are they not?
Yes.
Yeah. So I'm just phoning up just to tell you that I think that they.
Well, you say they're ridiculous, and we don't condone that kind of behaviour in the slightest, Edwin. That's inappropriate. Follow the rules of the road, please, mate.
No, it's the Fiat Uno's got good suspension. It does it like a dream. Boom.
Yeah, like that.
Again, I've just got to say, Edwin, this is the BBC. We're not some poxy little commercial station. This is the BBC, and we have to abide by the rules of the road.
I don't. But what? You can. You're from the BBC. Yeah. I'm not from the BBC.
No, you're
anyway,
not.
Listen, right, I don't
no,
like
and
them.
I can't.
And
I
they
know
should
you're
be abolished.
Well, what would you put there instead, your plum?
Well, it's just like junctions. They're put on places where there were junctions, and then some idiot has come up with this idea, oh, I know what we'll do. We'll come up with a tiny roundabout. They are ridiculous. You can't make love on them, can you? You can be run over by me.
Yeah, but they serve a purpose. They control the flow of traffic.
Yeah, but they weren't there originally. This is a new thing that was brought in the 90s.
I think I've seen...
One of the two decades. Yeah. One of the two, it was brought in by somebody, one of those people in those big ivory towers, come up with an idea.
This is Edwin, please.
Like an inoculation scar.
Edwin, please, just calm down for a second, okay?
Sorry,
I don't understand why you're
emotional.
So...
emotional.
Yeah, but how do you... I don't understand why you're so angry about them.
Well, they're just in the way, aren't they? I just go straight over boom, in my Fiat Uno.
But you will do your car in.
I'll make sure that there's no other cars coming because I'll be having all kinds of accidents all the time. I've not got a blemish on my license.
Yeah, can I speak, Edwin?
Go on then.
Yeah, thanks very much indeed. Listen, please follow the rules of the road because you could have an accident, Edwin. And I don't understand why you're so angry about them.
Because they're just like they shouldn't be there, should they?
All right,
I bet there's other people that think exactly the same thing.
Temporary
get
traffic
rid of that.
Lights.
The big ones are all right. The big ones are very good. You have a calendar. Somebody did a calendar.
Temporary.
The big ones.
Temporary traffic lights.
What about them?
Well, do they get you?
Aren't they?
Do they get you hot
what
on?
What about temporary roundabouts?
Do temporary? Edwin, thanks for calling. 03453 009956. Does anyone know what's going on today? Did the government legalise acid or something? Because this has been the weirdest hour and 10 minutes I've ever been involved in radio. And I once faked a whole show pretending we were in Morocco. Katia's on the line. Good afternoon, Katia.
Yes, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Katia. Now, you come from Belgium. Do they have roundabouts there?
We have, and my dad used to tell me that that's thanks to the British, actually.
There we go, you see.
And it's very good invention, he told me, so I believe it.
Well, believe it, yeah.
Well, there you go. But I want to stop the lies that you're saying on the radio about women, not being into hobbies. That's not true, because I'm a woman.
Okay, we've not got the results back from the laboratory yet, Katia, so we have to take your word for it.
Okay. But I have hobbies, and quite a lot of them. I go through stages, back from one to another, and then back again to the other one. So
let's have a rundown of your top three hobbies.
Top three, probably at the moment, is anything Jeff Loomis has done.
Any what?
Right. Okay.
Oh, God. Okay. When someone says that, you realise you've asked a question you wish you hadn't asked.
Okay. I'm going to ask you a question, because maybe my hobby has gone a bit too far.
Yeah.
So he's a guitar hero. The thing is...
What's his name?
It's called Jeff Loomis.
Jeff Loomis?
Yes, he is.
Never heard of him.
Excellent. He's on tour at the moment.
Good for him.
Anyway, this is where I want to know if maybe I might go a bit too far. Okay, I've got the albums and the CDs and everything. That's normal because he's a musician. But I was thinking about buying his signature guitar. I don't know if that's a good idea because I can't.
I used to be into a band called Kiss.
Yeah.
And I bought a signature guitar this was years ago. I'm embarrassed to say, for £1,000. Now, a signature guitar, for those who don't know, it's a guitar that's named after the guitarist, right? And I tried to sell it the other day because I don't play it. I couldn't even get 150 quid for it.
No.
You are, yes.
Where are you selling that? At the boot camp or something? Boot sale?
boot camp? I'm not selling anything at the boot camp.
No, come on, Ian. There are places where you can sell things, quite well.
Boot camp. So yes. So one hobby is you're into rock musicians nobody's ever heard of. Anything else?
Well, the other
that's not a hobby, by the way. You might as well just be a One Direction fan. that's a female thing to do.
Is it? No, that's not true. Well, painting is not a hobby then. I don't agree. You said, you know, Churchill had a hobby and it was painting. That's not
here's
a hobby.
Here's the thing, Katya.
Right.
I shaved my neck today.
Yeah, well done you, because I think that Roger should do that too, and he's just lazy, I think.
Who's Roger?
It's my other half.
Well, how are we supposed to know that?
Okay, well, replace Roger by other half, then now you know it anyway. But, I think that's good. You are tidy. Tidy man.
Yeah, I feel when I go to get my hair cut now, they say, do you want us to shave your neck and your back a bit? And they pull my shirt down at the top and shave my back.
No.
Yeah.
I can't really.
Sorry?
Are you taking the mickey now?
No, this is true. Honestly, they shave the top of my back.
No.
What? Yes.
Have you got hair on your back?
Yes, I have. Hasn't Roger?
No. Well, okay, maybe, but come on. I thought only Roger had hair on his back.
Katya, thanks for calling. Okay. There we go. I mean, I really got no idea. I just give up. You just call in about whatever you want. I couldn't care less. 03453 009956.
The Ed Doolan Christmas Show.
G'day, ladies and gentlemen.
Starring Calabro.
Let it go! Let it go! And I'll rise like the break of dawn!
Birmingham comedy legend, Jasper Carrot.
My back's killing me. 2 hours playing piggyback with my five-year-old granddaughter. And I fell off.
Black country comedian, Doug Parker.
Because you girls are the archaeologists. You keep on digging up things from the past.
Welcome on stage, Navin Kundra.
And the BBC Big Band.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Father Christmas.
The Ed Doolan Christmas Show. Christmas Eve and Christmas Day from midday.
BBC WM.
95.6.
03453 009956. Mandy Rice Davis died today. Now I know the name, Christine Keeler, Profumo, but I don't really know the story. Keith's in Northfield. Good afternoon, Keith.
Afternoon.
Now, tell me about the Profumo affair and why it was such a big deal.
Well, them two girls were escorts. I'll put it that way.
Yeah.
Their other client was a naval attaché to a Russian naval attaché.
Suddenly it makes sense why it's such a big deal.
So
they've been having it away with Profumo.
Yeah.
And then they've both been having it away with this Russian ambassador-type fellow?
Yeah. So they were frightened of the pillow talk.
Yes.
Because back in the 60s, the Cold War was at its height. And that's why it's...
What a lovely phrase pillow talk is. I haven't heard that for absolutely years. OK, so there's more to it than I thought. Then it was just a minister having it away behind everybody else's back, so to speak.
No, they would... Like you say, it's having it away with this Russian.
Yeah.
Yeah, when you get the pillow talk, and then he might find out, they tell him the Russian things.
In terms of MPs having affairs and things like that, does that bother you at all, Keith?
As long as they're not married. If they're married, no.
Why?
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 Just my way, that's the way I am. It's like, I'm not married, but I've had a girlfriend for the last 25 years.
Yeah.
And...
Why have you not married her?
Because I can live... How can I put it? I can't live with her, but I can't live without her. I know it sounds daft.
Do you live in the same house?
No.
Well, listen, there are some couples that are married and don't live together. So you could get married and still have separate houses.
Yeah, but how can I put it?
Go on. Yes.
No, it's hard to explain. But I've been tempted, but I've turned away.
She must be heartbroken.
No, we've got a daughter as well.
You don't live together?
Yeah.
Flipping it, you're getting the best of every world, you are. Keith, how did you... But there are blokes listening now going, how the hell did he wangle this?
No.
Keith, you sound like... Have you got something else to say before I cut you off?
I'm just going to say my hobby is laughing along with you on the radio.
Keith. You're a very kind gentleman, and thank you very much for that. 03453 009956 is the phone number. I could have pried further into Keith's lack of marital status. That was interesting, wasn't it? He's been with a woman for 25 years. They've got a kid. They're not married. That's fine. And they don't live together. That is weird, isn't it? Who is it? It's Helena Bonham Carter and... who's her... husband, the film director. Anyway, they don't live together. They live next door to each other. So they've bought, obviously they're in a very privileged position. They've bought two houses side by side. And I think there's a door that connects the two houses, but they have to knock on it. Tim Burton, that's the fella. And they have to knock on it. And they live next door to each other. Now, part of me is thinking, that's brilliant, isn't it? Isn't it? That sounds like utter genius. 03453, we'll do some texts in a minute, by the way. Got load of texts to get through, so thank you for those. 81333, start your text, WM. Phone calls are the best on this show, as you can tell. It really drives us, drive being the operative word today, in all various different directions. 03453 009956.
You better watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout, I am telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list, he's checking it twice, he's gonna find out who's naughty or nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. He sees you when you're sleeping, and he knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good, so be good for goodness sake. You better watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout, I am telling you why. 'Cause Santa Claus is coming to town. You better not cry, you better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. You better watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming. I mean the big fat man with the long white beard. He's coming to town.
Oh, Buble, 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 Buble. Buble. Everyone likes Buble, don't they? Or do they? Lisa, in Sparkhill, do you like Buble?
Do I, how, mate?
Oh. Well, I thought everyone liked Buble.
You know why?
Go on.
First of all, yeah, I reckon, yeah. You know, when people take their tests, yeah, they should make them go round roundabouts about 20 times. And make sure to know which bloody lanes they're in. Because nobody knows which lanes to go in and which lanes to come across. And another thing, on the roundabout, imagine, yeah, there's a car in front of you. You're on the roundabout, the car in front of you. You're looking at the cars coming and you're thinking, yes, enough room for the cars. It should have been gone. You put your foot down the accelerator, believing the car in front of you has got plenty of time to go through. And next thing you know, bang, you have to put your foot on the brake because you nearly got in the back of him. You think, what a rubbish driver, and you're staying there for ages.
Yeah, yeah. So you're not a fan?
Not really.
This has got you quite angry, hasn't it?
Yeah. I drive over him sometimes. I mean, I've seen somebody the other day on a roundabout, and he had to go all the way around to come onto the right exit. And I've seen him coming down the road, and instead of going around the roundabout, he's seen there was no cars coming and just done it. Took the first exit on the right, so I thought, fair play to him.
But you wouldn't drive over a proper roundabout, would you? You wouldn't just go over a roundabout.
Well, if there's traffic cars in a rush, I'd just drive half off. Why not?
Can I just... Listen, maybe you didn't hear me. I was asking if you liked Buble.
If I liked what?
Do you like buble?
Huh? Buble.
Do you like buble?
Buble, what's that?
Do you like buble?
Buble.
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 I never heard of it.
Buble?
Yeah, that's a buble.
Do you like buble?
What is a buble?
A what?
What is buble?
Not buble, buble.
No, what is... Buble.
No. Buble.
Buble, I'd never heard of it, mate.
OK, Lisa, thanks very much for calling. 03453 009956. Why... First of all, I can't believe we're doing a roundabout phone-in. Second of all, I can't believe we're getting so many phone calls about it. Really is absolutely incredible. And the point I was trying to get to, Nissa, everybody loves a bit of buble, don't they? You might be kind of indifferent, but there's nobody that hates buble. Or am I wrong? 03453 009956. Let's get the travel news now. It's Phil Peacock.
There's a broken down lorry on the exit slip road on the northbound M42 as you make your way towards the southbound side of the M6 junction 7A. There's heavy traffic moving northbound on the M42 as well. Starts from junction 4 at Shirley and Dorris towards junction 5 for Solihull and Knoll. Brown Hills, the high street, remains quite slow around there because of the closure that's in place between Ogley Road and Pelsall Road at the Tin Man Island. That's following an accident and recovery work that's taking place. And the A452 Chester Road looking slow as you head towards the M6 junction 5. Five Island because of roadworks there. Just a word of an accident on the A38 Suffolk Street Queensway on the southbound side heading towards Paradise Circus and the Queensway Tunnel. It's involving a skip lorry and a car and it's causing some delays around there. If you can update us, call BBC WM 95.6 Travel on 08453 002 88.
The voice of Birmingham and the Black Country. BBC WM 95.6.
I will talk about the top 10 list of people that we'd invite to a party, I promise. But before that, let's get the news. Here, Charlotte.
An 80-year-old black country man who arranged an acid attack on his teenage former girlfriend has been jailed for 18 years. Mohammed Rafiq from Smethwick hired two men to carry out the attack on Vicky Horseman after she ended their relationship. Waiting times in accident and emergency departments in England are their longest since weekly performance figures were published 4 years ago. Last week, just under 90% of patients were treated within 4 hours. The target is 95%. NHS England says waiting times for urgent treatment are still among the best for any major country that measures them. Two luxury cars have been stolen from the home of Aston Villa striker Darren Bent. Staffordshire police said the break-in at his house in Little Aston near Birmingham happened early on Saturday morning. Councillors in Cannock have voted to recommend new antisocial behaviour rules, including a £100 fine for annoying and disruptive neighbours. People who don't pay the fine could be jailed. And the weather, sunny spells but feeling cold, with strong winds at 8 degrees Celsius, 46 degrees Fahrenheit.
The voice. The voice. The voice of Birmingham and the Black Country. BBC WM 95.6.
OK, so they have cleverly compiled a list of people that we would most welcome into our homes on Christmas Day. Celebrities, of course. Obviously, I'm guessing you'd welcome your family, wouldn't you? Half of the people found their... Half of the guests found their family guests... half of the people found their family guests irritating. For 68% of women, the least welcome is the mum-in-law who takes over cooking. Let's do this backwards, shall we? These are the top 10 celebrity guests that we would supposedly like in our homes on Christmas Day. 03453 009956 if you want to take part. By the way, we've still yet to find a woman who has a proper hobby. And fancying a guitarist is not a hobby, Katya. All right? It don't count. Number 10, Prince Charles. I could kind of... He'd want to watch his mum on the telly, though. That's the thing. Oh, can we hurry up? Mum's on telly in a bit. Hey, is the Queen going to abdicate on Christmas Day? Is that happening? We might be talking about that on tomorrow's show between 9 and 12, producer Joe and I. The Queen, they've stopped taking bets on whether the Queen's going to abdicate on Christmas Day. That'd be good, wouldn't it? I'm not saying it'll be good, that if she abdicates, just saying it would make her speech a bit more exciting from the usual tosh. Number 9, David Beckham. I mean, he's a dull man. I could see that. We'll try it again, Joe, see if they can do it on this. Number 8, it's Boris Johnson, David. Boris Johnson is the 8th most popular person people would like to have for their Christmas dinner. You can't do it, you lot, can you? David?
Hello?
Yes, Boris Johnson.
Yeah, I'd love to have him for Christmas dinner.
You'd have him for Christmas dinner, would you?
What, eat him or...
No. You lot can't do this. It's so funny. Taylor Swift is number 7. I'm going to persevere.
Don't know her that well.
Isn't she... does she sing, like, country and western music?
What, both kinds of music?
Holly Willoughby is at number 6.
She's nice, yeah.
Yeah. Miranda Hart, number 5.
Oh, God, no.
Why?
I can't stand the woman.
Oh, do you not think she's funny?
No. I'll be leaving the room at Christmas if anyone watches that, I tell you.
But if she, what are you going to do if she walks in?
Oof.
I say something slightly controversial?
Go on.
I think Miranda is sexy.
No.
Yes.
Oh, no, Missy.
Yes. Yes, Frankie Howard.
Yes.
Yeah, I think she's hot.
I'd rather watch Frankie Howard than that.
I nearly did, but that's a different story for another day.
Oh, right, okay.
Number 4, Prince Harry.
Yeah, it'd be quite interesting.
Why? He'd get drunk and start a fight.
I can't say it on air what I want to say, but...
Number 3, the Queen. Boring. Number 2, the Duchess of Cambridge. Dull?
No, I wouldn't say she's dull.
Well, what's she got to talk about? Babies.
Yeah.
Young mums are boring, and I say that with love and respect to all young mums. My mum was a young mum once.
Get them drunk or not?
Well, she's pregnant. She's not going to get drunk.
No, that's true, yeah.
And number one, and this is cheating, the number one guest, right, that people would like to invite to their Christmas party, or Christmas Day, Aunt and Deck. This doesn't count, does it?
No.
David, stay there. Trevor, what do you reckon to this? The number one person that people would like to invite for Christmas dinner is Ant and Dec.
No bleeding chance. They wouldn't get a foot over the threshold.
Right,
neither with David Beckham, neither.
Right, there's a knock at the door on Christmas Day at in Brown Hills, right? You open the door, there's Ant and Dec, there's David Beckham, they've bought some schlur... and a couple of bottles of light ale. What would you say to them, bearing in mind there are kids listening?
Give us a light ale and shut the door in the face.
Blimey. Who would you have over then?
I don't know. Cameron Diaz or somebody like that, you know what I mean? Jennifer Aniston, probably.
But do you think they're going to give you the sparkling conversation that you'd want at Christmas dinner?
I ain't bothered about the conversation. I'd just enjoy myself looking at them, I would.
Hey, Trevor!
I'd be quite happy just looking at them, mate.
Trevor, thanks for calling.
No problem.
Ta-ta. There you go, David.
There you go. What about Roger Ramjet for Christmas dinner?
Roger Ramjet. He takes up far too much time in our New Year's Day best of show between 9 and 11, and I can only apologise in advance. David, you've called in about roundabouts, haven't you?
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Yes.
I'd like to see more hamburger roundabouts.
What does that mean?
Well, can't you think about it?
Hamburger roundabouts.
Right, so you have a roundabout, but yes, the middle's chopped out for the main road.
Right.
So you don't have to go around it.
Go straight through it?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Why is that called a hamburger roundabout, you plum?
Because it looks like a hamburger.
Don't look anything like a hamburger. I was thinking of layers. Baps and burgers.
So the tarmac would be the burger and the rest of the roundabout would be the bread.
Oh, I see. So you're looking at it from the
it'd be a straight road, yeah.
Yeah. You're looking at it from above. I was looking at it from as I was approaching.
Right. Well, you wouldn't get very far, would you? To get all beef and cheese and stuff stuck to your windscreen, would you?
This is a very strange metaphor, but I'm happy to pursue it. Why do you want to see more of those?
Because I think they work on some of the main roads, and wouldn't it save lorries from, you know, going round and round about really slowly? Yeah.
Hey, listen, here's something. I had a little bit of argy-bargy with my car the other day, right, David?
Oh,
and
cool.
I had to take it into a garage to get it fixed. My spidey sense was tingling as I took it to this garage, OK? And I think they ripped me off, but I have absolutely no way of knowing because I don't know anything about cars.
And what was the problem?
Right, there was a little bit... The light had come loose, the headlamp had come loose.
Right.
And it was steering quite heavily to the left.
Right.
So I took it in, and he said, right, we can fix the headlight, we can fix the grille, and you'll need complete new tyres to stop it steering to the left. And I said, do you know what, I don't fancy the new tyres, that sounds a bit pricey. Could it be the tracking?
Yeah.
He said, I'll have a look. £400 to change the headlight and the grille.
Yeah.
And to look at the tracking. He said, the tracking's absolutely fine, but yeah, it still veers to the left.
You need the Danny Kelly show for that one, don't you? when he gets his motoring expert in.
Is Danny Kelly still broadcasting?
Well, yeah, just about, I think.
Well, Danny Kelly, fair play, I like Danny. He's posted a picture on Twitter and Facebook of him and his breakfast team, his mid-morning team.
I commented on that. I was the one who said he looked like Bungle... He waved like Bungle Bear off Rainbow.
There's a photograph of them having a Christmas lunch. He looks so miserable. I'm guessing he's just been told that he's got to pay.
I thought he was going to leave his wallet in the studio or somewhere in his desk or somewhere.
David, good to talk to you. Thank you very much indeed. So where are we? Roundabouts, Profumo, hobbies, and who would you invite for Christmas dinner? And Deck? That seems greedy. 03453-009956.
is going to be more exciting than ever.
Oh, the finale of Strictly.
One evening, everything comes together and it's just really magical.
Each celebrity comes out is like a little present, all beautifully wrapped.
Absolutely electrifying. The frocks,
the sequins,
the makeup,
the costumes,
the wigs, the excitement.
Strictly Come Splendid.
Weekends are made for dancing. Strictly Come Dancing, the final. Starts Saturday night at 6:30 on BBC One and BBC One HD.
Oh, and wasn't I right last week? Mel B was well enough to be in the final of The X Factor. Oh! Oh! All the tweets and texts of abuse I was getting. How dare you say that Mel B's... How dare you say she'll be well enough to be in the final? She's very, very sick. Very sick. She won't be in the final. Well, guess what? She was in the final. I was right. Little bit of hype, possibly. 03453 009956. Another 15 minutes of the show, dear listeners. So if you want to give us a call, now would be an excellent time. Why have we got no calls? That's why. We've talked about Profumo. We've talked about hobbies. We've talked about the fact that women don't have hobbies. Well, roundabouts. Any other local radio station, talking about roundabouts would have been quite a dull affair. I think we've made it fairly interesting. Club banned me because I was too fat. Not me, the lady in this story. Furious Amy demands apology after snub. A reveller claims she was refused entry to a nightclub for being overweight. Amy Pitcher said... Now, Amy, there's a picture of Amy Pitcher, and she's got that thing that more and more people have. Is it a genetic thing? She's got a massive gap between her front teeth. As my mum would say, you could drive a bus through that. You couldn't, literally. That would be horrific. But she's got the big gap between the front teeth. They should have recognised that when she was a kid and given her braces, shouldn't they? Shouldn't they? I had to wear braces. And anyone who... kids, anyone who tells you those braces won't hurt, I'm really sorry, they're lying. If my boys ever have braces, I'm going to tell them, look, kids, it's going to hurt, right? But trust me, it will be worth it in the future. A reveller claims she was refused entry to a nightclub for being overweight. Amy Pitcher said bouncers told her and a pal they would not fit in with the newly refurbished club on its VIP opening weekend. VIP opening weekend. Do you remember when you turned, when I turned 17 in my case, but when you turned 18, did this happen everywhere? When you turn 18, somehow your local nightclub, Cinderella's or Henry's or whatever, discovers you're turning 18 and sends you and your friends loads of free tickets to come to the club and you get a free bottle of bubbly. Did that happen to you? I did that, and the free bottle of bubbly, I think it was like Baby Sham or something. And guess what? It was rubbish. The 27-year-old NHS worker, she's an NHS worker, instantly we have to feel sympathy for her, who is a size 18, has demanded an apology from bosses at the Cameo Club for the cruel snub. She said, I couldn't believe it. The doorman told us he didn't want to hurt our feelings, but our size and style didn't go with the image they want to promote. I was completely shocked. We dressed appropriately. We didn't cause trouble. None of us got angry, and we walked away shocked and embarrassed. It ruined our evening. It's not like we were going to eat all the furniture. I was upset because they were making judgment on people's sizes. Well, then we go to the manager of the club, Fred Shingler. He denied discrimination. He said, yeah, we categorically did not refuse entry on the grounds of weight. We operate a strict dress code. On that evening, our door teams are being extra vigilant. She'd made a song and a dance about being large. She's not that big. I don't think they wouldn't have let. They would have refused her entry because of her size. We've since spoken to the lady and invited her back to the club to enjoy a night out on us. I don't get... Have you ever been to a nightclub? They're rubbish, aren't they? Really? I mean, they're rubbish. Overpriced booze and horrible people. And I've not had a dealing with a bouncer for a long time, but what is it with bouncers? Why do bouncers and men in fluorescent jackets that think they have the power to stop traffic? Those two groups of guys are the men that I hate the most. Bouncers think they are like our Lord Jesus Christ reincarnated. They're doing roadworks near me. And so there's loads of blokes wearing fluorescent high-vis jackets that think they have the right to stop the traffic. They can walk out into the road and stop the traffic. It gets right on my wick. 03453 009956 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. We've got some texts about roundabouts. Ian, you two-faced git. Sorry? We read on to find out why the anger. You two-faced git telling Edwin, who called about 15 minutes ago, to follow the rules of the road. This coming from a man who picks his mobile phone up while driving on a motorway and pretends to take a picture of another car. Simon, that's because I thought my life was in danger. I was being threatened by some lunatics on the motorway. And I thought my life was in danger, so I pretended to take a photograph. I don't know why I didn't actually take a photograph. Hobbies. Carl. Here we go, Carl. I'm about to make you, well, excited. Ian, radio is my hobby. I got the Sensia Net Radio with 17,000 stations around the world. Yet I listen to Radio WM 24 hours a day. What? I've got one of those internet radios, and they're brilliant. Right. But it's the problem with them and with DAB, I've discovered, is it's hard to stumble on a radio station by accident. Back in the day, with, you know, your FMs and your medium waves and your AMs, you could stump, you'd flick through it and you'd kind of faintly hear something and you'd spend 2 or 3 minutes trying to tune it in properly. And you would find all kinds of radio stations from around the world if it was a clear night. And you discover things by accident, and you didn't know what they were called. But now, if you've got your internet radio, your DAB, it will say Absolute 60s, Gaydar, Paris FM. So you know what you're getting. There's no mystery with the radio anymore. 03453 009956. Let's have a little bit of Wham, shall we?
Save me from tears.
Finlay, BBC WM 95.6. Here tomorrow, 9 till 12, with producer Joe. Not here next week, I don't think. I hope I booked it off, otherwise I'll be in terrible trouble. And then on New Year's Day, between 9 and 11, there is a best of. I know. Celebrating 5 years of me being at BBC WM 95.6. And it's. I think it's pretty good. It's more than just a best of. It's you get to hear producer Joe talking. Huh? Yeah? Guys? Gals? And there's some calls and there's some random stuff. And I think it's pretty funny. We recorded it last Saturday after doing a three-hour show, so we were both knackered. It gets quite random by the end. You think this nonsense is random? 03453-00956. Nick fires himself. Lord Sugar's sidekick is too tired. The Apprentice has been going for 10 years. 10 years. I didn't watch the first two or three series of The Apprentice because I thought it looked boring. Maybe the first two. And then I got into it for about 3 or 4 years. And then it's just... It's rubbish now, isn't it? It's tedious and a bit pointless. But I do like Nick Hewer. Does he host Countdown now? I'm not sure. The Apprentice star, Nick Hewer, he looks like my father-in-law. I think that's why I like him. Is leaving the process after 10 years because he needs a rest. Nick, 70. Who was the woman that we used to do it with? Margaret. Was it Margaret? Margaret once gave me and my wife a filthy, filthy look on an EasyJet flight to Athens because we had two children with us. And she was sat next to us. Oh, she gave us a filthy look. Nick, 70, who has reported back to Lord Sugar in the boardroom on team tasks, fired himself after Sunday's final was recorded. He said, "I leave with relief, tinged with regret. It takes stamina to follow candidates week after week, and my stamina is not up to the long weeks." He's driven... Now, Nick Hewer is a fascinating fella. He's, like, driven through the desert on a rally or something. He does, like, kind of nuts stuff. The former Lord Sugar associate said he'd enjoyed being on the show since it started in 2005 because he believed in its ability to teach youngsters the basics of business. Come on, Nick. No one is buying that bullshine anymore. It's not to teach youngsters the basics of business. Youngsters don't need to know how to make cheap soup or to sell stuff in shopping malls or to go to Morocco and buy a load of old rubbish to sell back in on a market stall in Hackney. It's just an upmarket version of Big Brother. That's all it is, a posh version of Big Brother. There's no lesson to be learnt from it. And as the years go on, they get more and more freaks. That's what it's all about. You'll have a tarty girl, you'll have a bloke who thinks he's something special, you'll have a toff, you'll have a cockney woman. Yeah, they're just ticking the boxes. He added, "Alan's a very generous friend. The best thing about working for him is his vibrancy." Yes, he does. He does present Countdown. I tell you, we may do this tomorrow, actually. TV shows that are way past their sell-by date. And The Apprentice has got to be one of them. I'd say Dragon's Den as well. I used to love Dragon's Den. But the last couple of series, it really hasn't... Well, it's been a load of old rubbish. I'll tell you what, we'll do that tomorrow. Remind me, producer Joe, we'll throw that out. We've got some good stuff tomorrow. We'll slip that in somewhere if we can. TV shows that have passed their sell-by date. It's on the list. She's put it on the list. If you want to take part in tomorrow's show, we do it every Saturday between 9 and 12. It's kind of as random as this. If you want to get in touch before tomorrow's show, you're more than welcome to. You can email me. You can email me over Christmas as well. Bye, Joe. You can email me over Christmas as well if you want. ian.lee@bbc.co.uk. ian.lee@bbc.co.uk. I try and reply to all of them if I can. I can't always, but they all get read. They all will get read. So if you've got any stories that you think we should be looking at in the new year, kind of nonsense for the Friday show, maybe a little bit more serious for the Saturday show, then send me an email. Ian.lee@bbc.co.uk. Right, that's it from me. I'll back tomorrow. Let's get the travel now, shall we?
On the northbound side of the M42, there's delays from Junction 3A for the M40 towards Junction 6 at Birmingham Airport because of an earlier two-car accident on the carriageway. The northbound M42 also struggling because of a broken-down lorry on the Exeter Slip Road as you make your way towards the southbound side of the M6 at Junction 7A. And there's some slow-moving traffic on the northbound side of the M5 starting from Junction 1 at West Brom toward the M6. If you can update us, call BBC WM 95.6 Travel on 08453 0022.
Waking up the West Midlands with the latest news, sport, weather and travel updates. Pete Morgan at breakfast is back Monday morning from 6.
The voice of Birmingham and the Black Country.
BBC WM 95.6.
Very good afternoon. 4 o'clock on BBC WM. Welcome to the show. The football phone in between 6 and 7. Richard Snakers.